Ukraine has made some progress on this score, but I would argue that what probably cost President Poroshenko a second term was that after some initial progress in 2014 and 2015, he seemed to be unprepared to tackle the oligarchs. Now, the oligarchs certainly have a role to play in Ukraine's economy, but what causes concern is their outsized political influence and the way that they seem to use their political power then to protect their economic position. And it's held Ukraine back. You see it in terms of foreign direct investment in Ukraine, which is nowhere near what it should be for a country of Ukraine's size and potential. But that's because entering the Ukrainian market, you have to deal with this corruption, and a lot of foreign investors say it's just not worth the problem. That concern about corruption, and President Zelensky, during his campaign, he made fighting corruption a central theme. And I believe that was probably the biggest single factor explaining his election back in April. And the question now is Zelensky, who has made some pretty strong commitments to the electorate of Ukraine, is he now prepared really to take real steps to curb the influence of the oligarchs? And there's one oligarch in particular that people worry about. Its name is Ihor Kolomoisky. Mr. Kolomoisky owned the television channel on which Mr. Zelensky, who his background is, he was a television comedian, he was on Mr. Kolomoisky's channel. And the question is, are there still links that would give Mr. Kolomoisky influence over President Zelensky? People hope that is not the case, but they're still watching to see whether that's not. And there is a resolution or the question of one particular bank in Ukraine that could be an indicator of which way Mr. Zelensky will go as president.